Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
48226.
May I please have your first and last name?
Laverne Johnson.
And the zip code was 48226.
That's correct.
Give me just a moment. Okay, I've tried your zip code and also your phone number. Nothing has pulled up. How may I help you today?
I just talked to someone at your company, and they were supposed to send me a Gmail saying I was being refunded at my $2.50, and that whatever popped up on my debit card will be canceled out, and I haven't received anything. And the phone number is 313-955-7738. The Gmail they posted.
Yes, ma'am. I have that phone number here. What is your email address?
Laverne Johnson, 1961.
Could you spell that out for me, please?
Laverne Johnson, Johnson, 1961 54@gmail.com.
Okay, you said Laverne is spelled Laverne.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nothing pulled up underneath that email address. The last thing that I can try is the first 6 digits and last 4 digits of the card number, because I don't see any calls from this number but the one that you're calling from, the phone number that you're calling from now. What is the first 6 digits and last 4 digits of the card number?
The card number was, the last 4 digits of the card that was used on was 3419.
Okay, what day were you charged?
It was charged, I believe, March 18th for $2.50.
Okay, also, I'm not sure who charged you that low of an amount, $2.50. But I don't see any, I don't see any charges or anyone that purchased, you said the 19th, which was yesterday?
The 18th. I think it was the 18th or 19th. He told me he was going to cancel out and I was going to get a Gmail. I didn't get a Gmail from your company. What would the Gmail
okay, I'm
be
not
under?
Sure.
What
are
would
you able
your
to,
Gmail be under from your company? Because I can look at my
Gmail
right now.
I'm a customer service agent at a call center that serves over 300 companies. I don't see any calls from you, but the one from today, I've tried your first and last name, your email address, your phone number, also your zip code, and also your card information, and nothing has pulled up. Are you able to look at your bank statement to see what number is on there for you to call?
It gave me your number. This is the number I got off my card.
Okay. Well, what you'll have to do is call your card company back to let them know that they have the incorrect phone number on there, because we don't charge any of our customers $2.50.
Could this be because I made a purchase? Are y'all connected with this number, 877-202-5671?
No, ma'am, my number is 599-550-828. You may want to contact that phone number, but I don't have any orders for you. And also, I don't see anything in our call log from this number.
Is this Morning Light Gadgets?
The merchant's name could be different from the service or the product.
Morning Light Gadgets. That was the name that was on there.
Okay, if that's the name of the product, then that's not one of our products. If that is the name on your bank statement, the merchant's name could be different from the service or the product.
So how does this guy just find this information and tell me he's going to send me a Gmail? He had me on the phone. He came back. He asked me to verify my telephone number, my address, my email. I told him all that. He said, yes, that is correct. He said it was for $2.50. I said, I don't want it. He said, I will be request that to be refunded back to you, and I will cancel out whatever took place, and you should get a Gmail in a few minutes. Now,
okay, I'm not sure. Also, our emails take 24 to 48 hours, so I'm not sure who you spoke with.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.